Dear friends, a happy Easter to you once again. Today is the second Sunday of Easter liturgical year A. Today is also the octave day of Easter, that is the eighth day of Easter. Easter is the biggest feast in the church. That's why we celebrate it in 8 days, not just one day. And that is why, for the past week, during the daily masses, we use the Easter preface. We use the Easter preface. We sing the Gloria, and we say, "Go in peace, Alleluia, Alleluia." But Easter season is more than 8 days. Easter season is 50 days from Easter Sunday to Pentecost Sunday. 50 days. Today we also celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday. That's why you have the picture of Divine Mercy in front of our altar. The Gospel today is taken from St. John, chapter 20, verses 19 to 31. St. John, chapter 20, verses 19 to 31. The Gospel today tells us that Easter Sunday morning, when the Lord rose from the dead, He appeared to His disciples behind closed doors, behind locked doors. The risen body of Jesus is a transformed body. It's not limited by time and space. It can pass through closed doors and locked doors. So Jesus appeared to His disciples behind locked doors. And He said to them, "Peace be with you." Peace, shalom, salvation. Peace here is not only a greeting. It is the gift of salvation. Peace, shalom, salvation. And then He showed them His hands and His side. And the disciples were filled with joy. The joy of the resurrection. The joy of Easter. The joy of new life. The joy of salvation. And He said to them again, "Peace be with you. Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, I'm sending you." After saying this, He breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Those sins you forgive, they are forgiven. Those sins you retain, they are retained." You notice, for St. John, Pentecost happened on the day of the resurrection of Jesus. On the day of His resurrection, Jesus gave the Holy Spirit. Unlike St. Luke, who wrote the Acts of the Apostles, St. Luke tells us Pentecost happened 50 days after Jesus' resurrection. But for St. John, the day of the resurrection is the day of Pentecost, the giving of the Holy Spirit. So He breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Those sins you forgive, they are forgiven. Those sins you retain, they are retained." That is, go and announce the good news of the resurrection, so that those who believe and are baptized will have their sins forgiven. Those who do not believe and are not baptized will not have their sins forgiven. But for the Catholic Church, in the Council of Trent, the 16th century, the Catholic Church tells us this gospel not only tells us about the sacrament of baptism, but it also tells us about the sacrament of penance, reconciliation, or as we popularly call it, confession. Because we believe God is infinitely merciful. Though He forgave all our sins in baptism, but when we sin after baptism, the Lord continues to forgive us through His church, through the sacrament of penance, reconciliation, or popularly called confession. You see how merciful how infinitely merciful our God is. Unbelievable. That's why you need faith to believe it. To believe this good news. We need faith, faith, and faith. The gospel today also tells us that when Jesus appeared to the disciples, Thomas, one of the disciples of Jesus, was not there. So when the other disciples told Thomas that we have seen the risen Lord, Thomas refused to believe. And you know what Thomas said? Unless I see the holes, the nails are made in his hands, and unless I put my finger into those holes, and unless I put my hand into his pierced side, I will not believe. Then 8 days later, octave day, today, octave day of Easter, 8 days later, Jesus appeared to his disciples again behind closed doors, locked doors. And again he said, peace be with you. Then Jesus said to Thomas, put your fingers here, here are my hands. Give me your hand, put it into my side. Doubt no longer but believe. Doubt no longer but believe. And Thomas responded by saying, my Lord and my God, my Lord and my God. This is the highest profession of faith in all the four Gospels. The doubting Thomas made the highest profession of faith in all the four Gospels. My Lord and my God. Not only my Lord, but also my God. Not only my God, but also my Lord. Then Jesus said to Thomas, Thomas, you believe because you can see me. Happy are those who do not see me, yet believe. That is to say, happy are those who do not see me, yet believe on the testimony and witness of the apostles, particularly Thomas. And that is why it's very clear from today's gospel. We have to proclaim the good news. We have to proclaim the good news so that others may believe and be baptized and have their sins forgiven and be saved. Very clear. First reading from the Acts of the Apostles tells us that after Pentecost, after they received the Holy Spirit, the church was born. The first Christian community was born. And it's important to note that there are four chief characteristics of the first Christian community, the first church. Number one, they are faithful to the teaching of the apostles. Number two, they live in brotherhood. They live as brothers and sisters. They share their spiritual gifts and they share their material possessions. Number three, they celebrate the Eucharist. They celebrate the Eucharist. Number four, they pray, especially the Psalms, in the Old Testament. Our Catholic Church today also has these four chief characteristics. We are faithful to the teaching of the apostles, and that is why we are faithful to the teaching of the Pope and the bishops, the successors of Peter and the 12 apostles. We are faithful to the teaching of the church. Number two, brotherhood. We live as brothers and sisters in Christ. We share our spiritual gifts as well as our material possession. And that's why in the church we have healing, curing, miracles, and many, many, many other spiritual gifts that we share. And we share our material possessions. And that is why every Lent we have the Lenten appeal. And that is why left over from last year, we have 66,600 ringgit with us, left over from last year. 66,600 ringgit. And this year, even more are coming in. So we have a lot of money from the lantern appeal envelopes. These are for the poor and needy, not for the church, not for the priest, for the poor and needy. Already we have helped 4 people. One asked for 800, one asked for 500, other one asked for 500, someone asked for a few thousand. But we help. All you have to do is simple. Yourself or your friend or anybody you know who's in need or poor, write a letter stating how much you want, why you want it. Come to the office, the accountant, the priest will help you and will give you the money to help you. That's what I mean by living as brothers and sisters. Number 3, Eucharist. Obviously, every Sunday we say Mass. Number 4, pray, especially the Psalms. And that is why the official prayer of the church, the divine office, or they say the liturgy of the hours, are made mostly, consists mostly of the Psalms from the Old Testament and the Canticles from the New Testament and many, many more other prayers inside. So, if you are thinking of starting a new Christian community or starting a new BEC, make sure you have these 4 characteristics. Number 1, be faithful to the teaching of the church, faithful to teaching apostles, live as brothers and sisters, share your spiritual gifts and material possession. Number 3, come to Mass every Sunday. Number 4, pray, pray, pray and pray, especially the official prayer of the church. The responsorial psalm is a thanksgiving for salvation in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that is why we responded 3 times. Give thanks to the Lord for His good, for His love has no end. Give thanks to the Lord for His good, for His love has no end. The Lord is good. In fact, only the Lord is good. His love has no end. No limit to His love. No limit to His love. No limit to His mercy. We must believe that for our salvation and for the salvation of the world. The responsorial psalm has got 3 stanzas. The first stanza, we thank God for His infinite love, love that cannot finish. Second stanza, we thank God for His salvation, He's our Savior. The third stanza tells us that He saved us through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And it is all God's work, not our work, God's work. And that's why again we responded 3 times. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. In fact, He alone is good, for His love has no end. His mercy has no end. And that's what one important message from divine mercy is this. The mercy of God is much greater than our sins. The mercy of God is much greater than our sins. If you remember only this message about divine mercy, that's good enough. Second reading from 1 Peter is also a thanksgiving. Thanking God, praising God, or blessing God. When we say we bless God, that means we thank God and we praise God. Second reading from 1 Peter tells us that we praise and thank God for His great mercy, for His great mercy, by giving us new birth as sons and daughters of God through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ in the sacrament of baptism. in the sacrament of baptism. Again, it's worth repeating and remembering the second reading from 1 Peter. Just like the psalm, give thanks to God, give praise to God for His great mercy by giving us a new birth as sons and daughters of God through the death and resurrection of His Son Jesus Christ in the sacrament of baptism. That's why baptism is so important. That is why Easter is so important. It's not only about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, it's also about our death and resurrection with Him in the sacrament of baptism. And that's why proclaiming the good news is so important, so that others may believe and be baptized and have their sins forgiven. Very clear. Very clear. This Sunday, of course, is also Divine Mercy Sunday. That's why you have the picture of Divine Mercy Day, and you have the red ray of light, the blue-white ray of light, the red ray of light symbolizing the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross. The blood of Jesus Christ on the cross. The white, blue ray of light symbolizing the water of the Holy Spirit, which Jesus Christ gave to us through His death and resurrection. Jesus Christ gave to us through His death and resurrection. To understand this picture better, we have to read Gospel of John chapter 19 verse 34. Gospel of John chapter 19 verse 34. When they pierced one of the soldiers pierced the side of Jesus, immediately blood and water flowed out. The blood of the cross, the water of the Holy Spirit that Jesus gives to us to His resurrection. To His resurrection. As I said just now, one thing to remember about Divine Mercy is that the mercy of God is much greater than our sins. Mercy of God is much greater than our sins. The Church Fathers see more about the blood and water that flowed out from the side of Christ. The Church Fathers see in this the two most important sacraments of the Church. Blood, Eucharist, we celebrate every Sunday. The Eucharist is not only a sacrament. The Eucharist is the sacrament of sacraments. It's the most important. The Eucharist is not only a sacrament. It is a sacrament of sacraments. And baptism, obviously, is also very important. That is the first sacrament that we receive. That is the sacrament we receive on Easter Vigil night, when Christ rose from the dead and gave the Holy Spirit, so that we die and rise with Him to the new life of Easter. We thank God that in our parish, on Easter Vigil night, exactly 1 week ago, there were 60 baptisms. There were 60 baptisms. We thank God for that. But I have a special word to our brothers and sisters who were baptized on Easter Vigil night. That is, after baptism, we have to come to Mass every Sunday. After baptism, we have to come to Mass every Sunday. Why? In baptism on Easter Vigil night, you die and rose with Jesus Christ to the new and eternal life of Easter. In Eucharist, in the Mass every Sunday, you continue to grow and grow and grow in this new and eternal life of Easter until the end of time, end of the world, until the second coming of Jesus Christ in glory. Then our new and eternal life of Easter will be perfect, complete, and full. And we will participate fully in the glory of the Lord. When the Lord comes a second time in glory, He will take us to heaven to share in His glory forever and ever. With this, I wish you all again a happy and a blessed Easter. A happy and a blessed octave day of Easter. A happy and a blessed Divine Mercy Sunday. Amen, and God bless you.